You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
We're talking Mariners baseball today on this Friday, March 25th, with M's reporter Greg Johns. Greg, thanks very much for the time, and we are heading down the home stretch here at spring training right towards opening day. And the rotation for the Mariners, it seems pretty much set for the top three spots. My 14-month-old son is expressing his opinion on that. We'll get to him later. But first, Greg, I want to talk to you about it because the fifth rotation spot seems to be Nathan Karnes versus James Paxton. And I know that neither guy did themselves any favors with their most recent major league outings. In your eyes, which one of those two has the inside track right now?
Boy, that's a I thought Karnes kind of had the edge, a few days ago, and I guess it shows you what spring means. He went out and just had a real bad outing, really his first real clunker of the spring, and just a bad time for it. So he was out working in the bullpen today, saw him working on some things that they want to get him squared away with. So I think their next start is really going to be key. Paxton on the mound Sunday, and Karnes following him on Monday. They really are kind of open on those two guys. They both have minor league options, so they have some room to maneuver there. I fully expect whoever doesn't win that job to go to Tacoma and be on call, and we'll probably see him back up here before long, the way things work in pitching. But I really do think it's coming down the stretch. Paxton seems like a guy with to me the better upside. He's a guy that when he's healthy, he's just been dynamite on the mound over the couple years he's been here, but just had trouble staying healthy. And Karnes, a guy they valued as bringing in from Tampa Bay over the offseason that they like a lot. And kind of the thought was, hey, these things tend to work themselves out. Well, here we are kind of hitting the last home stretch of spring, and it's still pretty much up in the air. So, I think with everybody else, I don't think the Mariners know themselves. I think they're going to sit down here after those two guys pitch again and kind of see who they think is their best chance. They've said all along, we want to go with the guy that gives us the best chance to win. And we'll see how that rolls out. They're going to want to probably go with the hot hand, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, definitely. And do you think it surprises Scott Servais a little bit that here it is, March 25th, and he could still be days away from determining that fifth spot in the rotation? Or was it expected at the onset of camp that, this one might go down to the wire? What was kind of their thinking there?
Well, I mean, I think their thinking was that one of those guys would probably emerge a little bit. It's interesting because a lot of times you go in and you love to have the depth. That's a valuable thing, and the fact that you've got two guys battling for that spot is great. Sometimes attrition just kind of answers those things for you. So I think they're more than happy to have everybody else healthy, throwing well, and the one thing they would have liked one of those guys to jump out a little better for that fifth spot. But the fact that everybody else is strong above them is certainly key as they go into the season.
Now, as far as the top three of this rotation, it's going to be pretty much etched in stone. Of course, Kane Felix, Masashi Iwakuma, and then Wade Miley. But I found it interesting that Scott Servais wouldn't quite commit to naming Taijuan Walker as that fourth starter. I know that he hasn't had a terrific spring by any stretch, but is there any reason to think that he won't be a part of this rotation come opening day and opening week?
No, really the only thing Servais did was not rule out Walker bumping up to that three spot possibly. So he's definitely one of the top four. The question is whether they pitched him ahead of Miley or in the three spot or if he'd go fourth. If he does pitch fourth, he'll open the season at Safeco Field on their home opener. So it'd be a nice spot for Taijuan. But no question he's in there. He didn't throw great his last outing either, but that's more of a factor of really he just had trouble getting his breaking stuff over on a day when the Rockies were sitting on his fastball, and he knows he's got to work on that off-speed stuff, and it's at the point he's driven home a little more in that outing. But he's definitely one of their four, and certainly coming off a big year. I think a lot of people looking at him as really a key breakout kind of guy that could really make a big difference this year if he notches that thing up another where they expect he could be after a pretty good season last year in his first full year.
Yeah, one of those sleepers, one of those young guys that could really make an impact here. With a full season under his belt, so we'll see what happens. And I know that, Greg, the other day in Japan, it was a big deal when Kenta Maeda of the Dodgers went up against Masashi Iwakuma of the M's. Now, adding to that storyline, as if that wasn't enough, the fact that, of course, the whole reason Iwakuma returned to the Mariners is because his deal with the Dodgers fell through. They had concerns about his health. and about his physical. I know after the game that Iwakuma, as he normally does, kind of took the high road and said, ah, it's just another game, no big deal. Is he being honest, or was the adrenaline flowing a little bit more considering what happened with the Dodgers earlier this offseason?
Yeah, you know, I'm sure it crossed his mind, but I think the guy has been around a long time and pitched a lot of games, and he knows what spring training is about. So I don't think Iwakuma got too fired up about a spring training game against the Dodgers, but I think that there's more of an overarching factor there that I think he would like to prove people that, hey, I am healthy, I am worthy of a multi-year deal that kind of fell through with the Dodgers. The Mariners were certainly glad to have him back, and it's interesting, you know, that's a guy that they know very well, and they had no qualms about offering him a deal to come back and wanted him, you know, as a high priority of theirs over the offseason. So they're thrilled that he's back, and he's had a good spring. It certainly looks strong, and he pencils in there number two behind Felix, which is kind of where he's fit well in the last couple of years. And to me, he's one of the kind of underrated right-handers in the American League when he's healthy and strong, and he's a guy that really does benefit that rotation.
Yeah, one of a number of guys this offseason, a surprising number of guys that elected to go back to the team that they were with in 2015, because as we're seeing more and more, I mean, yes, money talks, but to have that comfort level with an organization, with the city, with your teammates, that does go a long way too. And Iwakuma is back where he's comfortable, and the Mariners are certainly comfortable with him. Greg, shifting now to the bullpen, some discouraging news about lefty setup and Charlie Furbush. He's not going to be ready for the start of the season. Went on the DL back on July 9th of last season. Has not taken the mound since. Give us a timetable on his return, if there's any at all, and perhaps the team's options to kind of fill that valuable lefty setup role in the bullpen where he will be vacating, at least for the time being.
Yeah, that time frame is up in the air, although expecting to get an answer shortly as we speak here, Matt. He's seen a doctor here and waiting to get kind of word on when he can start throwing again. It's one of those that you know, they chose not to have surgery with him last year when he had some rotator cuff issues, and it just hasn't quite been right. Not just the rotator cuff, kind of had some problems elsewhere in his triceps and things throwing the start of camp, and they just really haven't been able to get him up on the mound yet. He threw a couple live bullpen, live batting practice sessions and thought he was kind of on the right track, and then started to feel some soreness and just really hasn't been able to get back out there. Definitely not going to start the season with him, and the question really now is how soon he does come back. And that'll be key for him. They were counting on him pretty big in that lefty setup role. So now looking at Vidal Nuno and Mike Montgomery that they've switched over from the rotation to kind of help him out in that lefty spot. So, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, DePoto's a guy that likes to make moves. You know, we may see some additions in that bullpen down the stretch, but here in the week as things play out with other teams. But as we stand now, Nuno and Montgomery, the two lefties.
And, Greg, as we head down the home stretch here, we've talked a ton of pitching. In terms of the lineup and the offense and the bench, any remaining loose ends that the team is looking to tie up as opening day approaches here?
Yeah, the couple position spots that are still really going to be decided here in the last week, the backup catcher spot, which has got pretty interesting. They brought in Rob Brantley, claimed off waivers, and he and Steve Clevenger seem, you know, pretty head-to-head. They've liked what they've seen from Brantley, so that's a decision they face. The backup first base, that they're looking for a guy to complement Adam Lind. They're looking for a right-handed bat. And pretty interesting, Dae-Ho Lee, they brought up from Korea, is certainly in the mix. Jesus Montero hasn't had a great spring, and I think he's kind of on the outside edge there. But the guy that's opened some eyes, Stefan Romero, who is an outfielder that they've let play first base some and has looked well and hit the heck out of the ball this spring. So he and Lee seem to be kind of neck and neck, and they'll have to make a decision there. I think may come down well to the fact that Romero has a minor league option where Lee has an opt-out in his contract. They're going to have to make a decision on him, so see how that plays out. Utility infield, they seem to really like Luis Sardinas there, kind of battling with Chris Taylor, returning shortstop, and Sean O'Malley, another candidate there, but I think they really like Sardinas in that spot. So those are kind of the fringe spots that are still playing out here in the last week.
It's going to be a very important week as we head down the home stretch. Opening day is right around the corner. Greg, we appreciate the knowledge on this Friday. Have yourself a great weekend, and we'll do it again next week. This is Matt Wehmeyer signing off for MLB.com Extras, Seattle Mariners.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.